This is The Agriculturist, the official podcast of the student-created magazine in the Texas Tech University Department of Agricultural Education and Communications. In each episode, we hear from the students as they expand on the stories you'll see in the printed and online magazine from the school we love so dearly.
Hello, podcast listeners. My name is Kinsey Hardegree, and I'm a senior agricultural communications major here at Texas Tech University. For this episode, we're going to dive deeper into the history story of The Agriculturist. Today, we are going to listen to an interview that the lead writer, Carly Winfrey, conducted with Barbara Baumgartner. She is 94 years old and started at Texas Tech in 1946. She shares lots of stories and memories that she has with her brother while attending at Texas Tech University. Her brother started in 1934, and she soon followed in his footsteps and went to Texas Tech in 1946. I hope when you listen to this interview and read the story, you can hear her voice in the quotes and really picture what it was like to go to college in such an early time of Texas Tech University.
He started in 1934.
Okay.
John Henry Baumgartner.
Okay.
And I remember when he went, and it was during the Depression, mm-hmm. and money was tight, and my father really didn't have the money, which was $25 for the tuition, and he couldn't get a loan, but my brother didn't have a bad reputation, so he was able to get the $25 to pay on his tuition. And of course he had to get a job. And the only job that I think that was available was keeping the tunnels beneath the campus clean from building to building. And he did that for, I think, the first month for $5 a month. And then he was able to get on working in the dining room because he was in one of the dormitories as one of the waiters. I think most of us did that. I did that also. Mm-hmm. And but back when they started, they had to wear starched white jackets. They had to buy those. And it was cheaper for him to send these jackets. He got three. Send them home for my mom to wash and get back out to him than it was to pay for them. The mailing was cheaper than having them done. So, my goodness, it came in the mail. She would rush to wash the clothes. And back then, we didn't have automatic washers.
Mm-hmm.
You had to, you know, put the water in, heat the water, and all that kind of stuff. But she would get them, he'd send two home. She would wash them, send them back that same day, and he got them the next day. So I remember that really impressed me that what he did. So we all worked in the dining room, actually. It was easy pretty much for us once the reputation was set. Mm-hmm. And most of us did work in the dining room for our room and board.
Mm-hmm.
From 1934. And I don't know whether there's still some Baumgartners right now, but there have been many, many to follow that lived in the area, Texas and Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
sometimes Arkansas, to attend Texas Tech. And I didn't try to look up. I don't know how many, but there have been dozens.
Have that. Oh. And it's incredible. I don't think there's anyone there right now. But I mean, there were a recent graduate of, I think, 2018, maybe. So
2018, the most recent graduate, Baumgartner.
Oh, 2018. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a maverick. I graduated.
Yeah. Well, so many have moved across country and all that sort of thing. So they're not, it's not convenient mm-hmm. anymore.
Yeah.
But that was a place that we would all go.
Well, do you want
all eight of us did graduate from Texas Tech.
Eight
and
of
then
your...
my son graduated. His name's not Baumgartner, but he also got a PhD from Texas Tech.
Yeah. Okay. Well, can we dive into maybe a little bit more about your time at Texas Tech?
Well, I went to Texas Tech in 1946.
Okay.
And started in the home economics department. Mm-hmm. And I stayed there and got a bachelor's degree at Tech. I forgot the year. Must have been 50. Yeah, it must have been 1950 that I graduated.
Yes, that's.
And Marion Baumgartner also graduated at the same time.
Okay. So, we were looking at the La Ventana, and we found your picture in the yearbook of, I guess it was when you graduated from Texas Tech, or I think might have been when you started. And I think it looked like you had a sibling also in with you at Texas Tech, maybe?
Who went at Tech the same time as you did?
Oh, David came the last year I was there.
Okay, but yes, yeah. Marion was there.
Marion was there with me. We went at the same time after we graduated. He waited because of the war. Mm-hmm. He worked at home, and then we both started Tech.
Together.
Yeah, yeah, when I graduated, yeah.
What do you think, was it family that made you decide to go to Texas Tech? I know you talked a little bit about the letters that John Henry sent home. So maybe did he inspire you to go? Or?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Because he wrote frequently and talked about his courses. Mm-hmm. I remember that. He'd write about once a week and tell what he was doing. And I always listened. My mom would read the letters for those of us at home to know what he was doing. So, yes, we just all sort of followed his route in going to Texas Tech. And so we did all eight of us graduated from Texas Tech. And then many of our children also went to Texas Tech.
Do you have maybe any best memories of your time at Texas Tech? I know you talked a little bit about working in the dining hall at the dormitory, or was there any core memories of your time on campus?
You know, I really enjoyed from the minute I went to Tech. I knew I was in the right place, and getting my majors in home economics. And I made many friends, and I was in the Honor Society with that. And then I also got involved with the church and the student center. And I was on the student council at Tech. I'm not sure how I got there, but I did.
Well, can you maybe talk a little bit? You said you had a home economics degree. What were classes like then for you?
Oh, I had to study hard. Mm-hmm. And because I was also working in the dining room, and so I had to plan my time and really take care of everything. So I was really busy all 4 years that I was there. I stayed very busy because I held some offices. I don't even remember what, but I do remember. And I worked for some of the teachers, Miss Drew. Mm-hmm. I worked for her, and I worked some of the others. Mina Lamb was probably my favorite because she was so funny. When she made a mistake, she'd own up to it and say, and that's the way not to make biscuits, she'd say, because hers failed. And everybody loved her because she owned up to any mistake she made. And this was like part of us.
Can you also talk a bit about maybe campus as a whole has changed a lot physically. I'm very curious to know if you remember of any landmarks on campus, or maybe what dormitory you were staying at.
I remember that my shoe size grew a year. I grew a whole size the first year that I was there because the campus was so big and I was walking so much, and I had to tell my dad I needed shoes because my feet were out bigger than my shoes by the middle of the year. So one of the things that really impressed me about that was how big the campus was and how much how many times when I was working in the dining room that I ran to my 1 o'clock class because the campus, you know, it was chemistry or something that was way across campus. And I did run. I would run to the class. So that was really impressive to me, was the size of the campus when I was there and getting from class to class on time.
Yeah. What dormitory, or you talk about the dining hall, do you remember what building that was in, or if it was in a specific dorm?
Well, I worked in three different ones, I think.
Okay.
Because one year, some of them wouldn't do that. We had a couples dormitory for married couples. And some of them didn't want to work in there. Well, I didn't care where I worked. I'd work anywhere. So I did work in the couples dorm. And I didn't know many of those people because they were in different classes. But anyway, I did that. And then another time I did work in actually one of the boys' dormitories. They signed me. And, you know, it was a different experience. But, I always enjoyed my experiences. Some, even though some of them were difficult. I can't ever remember resenting anything I had to do. It was just, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved being at Tech. And of course, Marion was there, my brother. And then David came the year I was a senior.
Gotcha.
And he was sort of lost for a while. And he would come over to my dorm really frequently to talk with me about his experiences and things. And that was fun.
Yeah. Well, how does it make you feel to have such strong family ties and connections to Texas Tech?
Oh, it's very special to me. Very special, especially since my whole family went there. And we all used to share experiences when we were gathering together. And of course, they're all gone now, but me, of my generation. So I don't have anybody that really talk to, and I miss that. But we felt like we built Tech.
Yeah, no, I mean, it sounds like it. All your siblings.
Yeah. Yes.
How do you think having your siblings with you there at the time, like, enriched your experience or made it more special at Texas Tech?
That was wonderful. I love that. We felt like we were part of Tech because there's so many of us had been there, and usually sometimes two or three at a time. So because Marion, David and I were all out there at one time, and then some of the others like that, and we would get together now and then just to talk about our experiences, what we were doing and all that.
Where was home for you before you came to Texas Tech?
Wellington, Texas.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, where we grew up, which is north of the Red River and south of Amarillo.
Yes, when we went up there to interview Joe, we went to the Bumgardner home place, is what he says it's called. And it is beautiful. Oh my goodness, that house.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Very
good. Yeah, and there, yeah, it's wonderful. They're still there, that Joe's there.
Yeah.
We have pictures. She got married in that house.
Oh, really?
And it wasn't quite finished. So, like, the stair railing wasn't quite finished. And, but enough was there where she got married in that house, and it was just being finished.
And my sister also married in the house, Priscilla.
Okay.
And so it's meaningful too.
I think another question to transition a little bit from when you were there, but how do you think Texas Tech helped you with life after college?
Oh, you know what? I thought a lot about my experiences for the first 20 years, I guess, because it did have an impact, and especially having my brothers there too. Priscilla came later, and she wasn't there while I was there. But I often thought about Tech for many years and still do occasionally. My experiences that I had there, some of the wonderful teachers I had, some of the not so wonderful teachers that I had, I would think about. And living in the home management house, which I did, was an incredible experience, and I enjoyed being with all those. I think there were 9 of students that were in their home management house at the same time. And that was a real learning experience, difficult, but also enjoyable. And Miss Drew was with us there. And I liked my experience there.
Yeah, that is great. Okay.
You were telling me a story. I think this was a person living in the home management house, and you were talking about everything she touched broke.
Oh, there was, yes, there was one we covered for costly. Once I walked in the back door and the washing machine with a front cover was not latched, and water was pouring into the room.
Oh my.
And then she burned one of the beautiful wooden trays, and we really worked on it to try to make it perfect. It seemed like everything this one person did touched, she damaged it somehow. And the other 8 of us, there were 9 of us there, the other 8 were always covering or repairing or whatever that she had damaged. So that was quite an experience.
Learning also, teamwork.
Yeah. With her.
Yeah, I could only.
I mean, we liked her too. She was just clumsy. And I don't think anybody had ever had her do anything at home. She didn't know how to do anything.
Oh, my.
So it was the 8 of the rest of us that were always covering for her and saying, hey, this is the way you do it. So that was quite an experience. It was a learning experience for cooperation. And we also had to take care of a baby that would come on weekends, but we had it all week. And that was my first duty. And I had never taken care of a baby. But boy, I didn't sleep for that whole week, I think, that I had this baby in my room and taken care of it. And of course, we had to plan our schedules, so there was always one of the students there at the house with this baby. And that was a real learning experience for all of us.
Yeah.
So my experiences, like I said, at Tech were wonderful. Mm-hmm. Not always easy, but I still enjoyed what I did, what I had learned.
Yeah. Well, last question for you. If you could define Texas Tech in one word, what would it be and why?
Friendly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, friendly. I do think that's the one word.
Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed listening to the many stories that Barbara Baumgartner had about going to the university in 1946. Be sure to check out more under the history column of the 2023 Agriculturist.
The Agriculturist podcast was completely produced by students enrolled in the Agricultural Communications Block at Texas Tech University. The Block is a capstone experience where students enroll in 4 courses to produce the magazine and a campaign plan. To learn more about our program, go to depts.ttu.edu/aged. The Agriculturist is available online at ttuagriculturist.com and is available on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.